we want penance, and usually we choose our own penance, and usually it's very stupid little things like giving up chocolates or sweets or whatever. But the penances that Jesus sends us are much better and much greater. So I gladly accept whatever it is they have sent. Since I can barely do anything today, I am very dizzy and very weak. And on top of that, we have the longest readings of the year. Wow. So that's penance. So I decided right before Mass, there's no way I could sing all that. So I'm not. I didn't. So I apologize for that. But nevertheless, of course, this particular epistle is one of the reasons why I often have problems with St. Paul, because he likes to tell us all about himself all the time. And that's okay. Of course, you know people like that. They're always telling you about all they do, all they did, and so forth. And that's wonderful. He is St. Paul, after all. And the station church for this Sunday is St. Paul's Outside the Walls. So it all goes in hand. One of the biggest churches in the world, after St. Peter. And so we have the longest readings, especially the epistle. This epistle in which he tells us everything he suffered. So if you think you have it bad, look back to this epistle and meditate on it and think about it. And of course, there are many saints in the life of the church who have had to suffer tremendously. And so we give thanks to God for their suffering and their perseverance. In the meantime, we have the Gospel of St. Luke, in which we see this vineyard once again, or this field, that the Master, that is Christ, and in his stead we plants. And some of the seed falls on good soil, most of it does not. Isn't that the reality of life, especially today? So many, many people do not follow the faith. So many, many people have abandoned the faith. Children who were baptized in the church, who were raised in Catholic schools, in Catholic high schools, some of them even Catholic colleges and universities, and now they are horrible, horrible persons with no desire to follow Christ. What a waste. And that's the seed that is wasted. And so hopefully at least the birds got something out of it. But very little of the seeds that we plant take fruit. Those who take fruit are incredibly wonderful and incredibly beautiful. And hopefully some of you, if not all of you, are among those seeds. So we give thanks to God for the ability to plant and to spread out the seed of God, of the truth of God, of the gospel, of the holy Catholic faith, and that many, hopefully, will take it. And the others that don't, there's nothing we can do about it. We can pray, but that doesn't mean that we are going to be answered. St. Paul prayed, and he said he prayed 3 times. And God told him, "My grace is sufficient unto you." We don't really know what his trouble was. All kinds of things have been pondered. But God said, "I'm not going to get you out of this. You have my grace. You get yourself out of it." And so we too. We have his grace. So whatever it is that's troubling your life or your soul, you have all these wonderful gifts from God. Get out of it. That's the command of God to St. Paul. Why do you think you're better than St. Paul? And so that is a message that we need to take today. And that is a message that our Lord gives us for this day. Sextagesima Sunday, 60 days before Easter. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.